Thank you. Thanks a lot. Take care now.
I got your coffee, Alan.
Oh, cheers, Clary.
That were a lovely service this morning.
Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It's always been one of my favourite days, Whitsunday.
What day for rejoicing, eh?
When we was little, it always marked the start of summer.
Did it?
Yeah, me and my sister, we always had new clothes for Whitsunday, top to toe.
Really?
Yeah. And my mum always bought us our summer sandals.
Oh, yes, yes, I remember those. Not for myself, obviously.
No. The sort that had crepe soles and daisy patterns cut out the tops.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. And you're looking very smart today, too, Clary.
Ah, well, we're off to the ball later for my birthday dinner.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks. Well, it's tomorrow, really.
For tomorrow, then.
Thank you.
And is everybody well?
Yes, thanks.
Good, good.
Listen, Alan, we was all ever so sorry about, you know, what they said in the Echo.
It's very good of you to say so.
It's a crying shame.
Well, let's hope it's just a storm in a teacup.
People should just mind their own business.
Yeah, I appreciate your support. And Usha will too.
Well, look, pass our best wishes on to her, eh?
I will do.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, I'll just have a quick word with Susan and...
Well, you'd be lucky. She dashed off a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, she probably had to check her joint in the oven, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't rely on others to keep an eye on it. I can't, anyway. Right, well, I'll have to get going myself.
Enjoy your birthday treat.
Yeah, well. Well, bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye, Jill.
Oh, bye.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. More to the point, how are you?
Surviving, I suppose.
It's a dreadful business about the Echo. I could hardly believe it when Phil showed me.
No. Well, it took Usha and me by surprise, too.
I'm sure. We were appalled by what some people said.
Well, thank you.
But you know that most people think it's complete nonsense.
Well, I hope so. Some of the congregation haven't been able to make eye contact this morning.
Well, you know what they're like. Too embarrassed, probably.
Possibly.
I'm sure. They just don't know what to say.
Maybe. I did wonder if it was just people being very reserved in English about the whole thing.
Sure, that's it. And how's Usha bearing up?
She's pretty fed up about it.
I can imagine. Poor thing, it's all very hurtful.
Yes.
What has Bishop Andrews said?
I'm going to see Rachel this afternoon. I'm hoping she'll tell me.
But he's been supportive so far of you and Usha.
Oh, yes, he has, yes, yes.
Good. Honestly, it makes my blood boil. And as for the tabloid gossips of this world...
Yes.
Honestly, they live in a fantasy land they think existed in the 1930s. It's about time they joined the real world.
Very hard workers, them Poles, Eddie.
What are you on about now?
Adam Meesey. He set a gang of Poles on, picking the strawberries.
Oh, there you go, Bobby. They're not Polish, Dad. They're Hungarian, for your information.
I noticed them today as I drove past in Bartleby.
Oh, well. In that case, he might offer Edward the same deal as last year, eh? Nice little earner, that. Flogging strawberries to Sunday drivers.
Yeah, how did Edward get on last night? I didn't hear him get in.
You wouldn't hear a herd of buffalo above that snoring.
I don't snore.
One day I'll tape you and play it back.
God, give over.
I ain't seen much of him myself, to be honest. Just had a few words with him when I got up. Great gig, apparently. Fallon and the lies were on cracking for me.
Oh, good. I'm glad he had a good time.
Yeah, me too.
He deserves it.
What do you reckon, Dad? If Barbarella here farrows in time for Farm Sunday, it'd be a great draw.
Oh, yeah, well, the kiddies will love her piglets.
Do you fancy doing your horse and trap ride?
Oh, of course I will. I've already dug out Bartleby's ribbons.
Oh, smash it. That'll bring in some cash, as long as it keeps fine.
Yeah, well, you never can tell with June. Could be roasting hot, or we could be soaked with skin.
Yeah, so we'll have to make provision for some indoor stuff.
Yeah, how's about... doing a cider-making display, eh?
How can we do that in June?
We don't need apples. Just put out the cider press and the other bits of equipment in the barn, you see?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, with signs on them telling you what they're for. Like in a museum.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good idea. We could get rid of a few points under the
cap. You're talking. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Clary won't like that.
Clary, yeah.
And what's that mean?
Well, a bit of a stumbling block there, you might say.
She has agreed to go ahead with it, hasn't she?
Well, not exactly, no.
Oh, how come?
Because she weren't keen when I mentioned it, and, well, I ain't got round to telling her we've decided to pursue the idea.
And when was you planning to do that, eh? You can't keep a secret like that from her.
I know.
You know what she's like for sniffing out what you're up to?
We'll get her a bottle of wine with a birthday meal at the Bull. Soften her up a bit first.
Oh, you never learn.
Oh, it'll be all right. She needs to think of it as a sort of public service. Ah, she'll be up for it if I put it like that.
Come into the kitchen, Jill. You've caught me in the middle of making lunch.
Oh, please don't let me interrupt.
What can I do for you?
It's the other way around, Usha, I hope.
Yeah?
Well, first of all, I've got some bedding plants in the car, if you can use them.
Bedding plants?
Marigolds, golden marguerites, cosmos, one or two others.
Well, that's not necessary.
Most of the seeds, Phil, so it'd have taken. And there are far too many for us to plant, even including the Brookfield garden.
Well, thank you.
And I thought any you can't use, we could always put on sale in church.
Yeah.
Where would you like me to leave them?
Oh, in the back garden, I suppose. I'm sorry, Jill. Bedding plants aren't exactly uppermost in my mind.
No. That's why I came. You know, I almost feel like I should apologise.
I see.
I feel awful about that article.
Well, there's really no need.
Oh, there is.
It's not your fault.
No, I know that.
Well, you can't blame yourself for other people's actions, and to be honest, it would mean more
if he or she came to say sorry themselves. I know.
Yes.
But please, don't think that their views represent the views of the rest of us in the village. It's just them and their own narrow outlook on life.
Oh, right.
Most of us are very happy for you and Alan. Truly we are.
I hope you're right.
I'm sure I am.
Because if there are enough dissenting voices, it would make Alan's position untenable. Whether the bishop supports him or not.
That would be dreadful. He's brought such a lot to the church and to the village. Oh, don't worry. I'm sure it won't come to that.
But Clary, love...
Public service, my foot. You tell me this, Eddie Grundy. When I speak, does it come out at a pitch as only dogs can hear?
Aye.
Ah, so it does.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm talking about my opinions counting for summat.
This rosé is lovely, isn't it? Shall I top you up?
Don't you flannel me. I said no to the Farm Sunday idea because it's too much work for the three of us.
Will you manage?
You don't know how many's going to turn up.
Edward will lend a hand.
Now he's got enough on his plate.
He won't mind for a couple of hours.
But what if it's a lovely day and hundreds of people roll up that all want feeding and watering? Well,
just do some strawberry teas. It's all that's needed.
Oh, is it now?
Well, you might have to do a bit of minding the kids clambering on the digger.
Minding children?
And manning the garden store.
Hey?
Selling the gnomes and compost and such. Only to relieve me. You could do it all in your sleep, Clary.
No. And no means no.
The thing is, Dad's already put up one or two posters.
Oh, Eddie.
So we can't cancel it now, can we?
Sometimes I could swing for you. I really could.
Well, let's eat first, eh? While I've still got me teeth.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Well, it's Neville Booth, too.
What's that, Joe?
Booth. Oh, he's worse than an old woman.
What are you on about?
I ain't having him saying our William ain't a good keeper.
Oh, I should think not.
And if anybody else says anything, I'll give them both barrels and all.
Yeah, good for you, Dad.
Yeah, Neil Carter helped me set him straight.
Did he? Oh, well, that was good of him.
Yeah.
Oh, did William tell you two what Neil said about George?
What about George?
Yeah, we ordering. My stomach thinks my throat's cut. Pass me a menu, Clary.
Well, what about George?
Well, when he stays at the Orbins. There you go.
Hmm.
Neil thinks that Ivy's parking him in front of the telly and giving him junk food.
When Susan and Clive and their Tracy were kids, all they ate were crisp sarnies.
Yeah, well, ain't good. A little lad wants plenty of fresh air and plenty of space to run around
in. Yeah, that's what Neil thinks. So what you having, Joe?
The roast lamb, I think.
That'll do for me and all.
You can't blame Susan for being like she is when you think where she's come from.
Oh, this isn't apple never falls far from the tree.
No, well, it has in her case, you know, Joe. Now, Kathy's off to see the golf club manager to get the gen on her new job.
Oh.
And Susan has been on to Emma to apply for Kathy's old job at Lower Loxley.
After what?
Yeah, Emma said she weren't going to no point. She ain't qualified.
Come on, Clary, love, what you having?
Well, I can't decide between the lamb and the bangers and mash.
Shall I toss a coin?
And Edward ain't here yet, is he?
He's trying to do as much as he can today, then he can have tomorrow off when Fallon's home.
I think he's really missing her, you know.
Yeah, of course he will
be. I can tell with that music he keeps playing in his room. It's really sad, romantic sounding. Oh, he's got it bad this time.
Do you want the chocolate biscuits with your coffee?
Yeah, go on, why not?
It was so embarrassing. I really thought Jill had come to apologise on Shula's behalf.
Yeah, I did a double take myself when I realised she didn't know it was Shula's words quoted in the paper.
I really feel sorry for her.
Yeah. How she's going to feel such a fool when she finds out.
I know.
I was in two minds whether or not to tell her myself. But, you know, church with everyone around wasn't the time or the place.
No.
It's a very awkward situation.
But she was really sweet.
Well, Bishop Andrew's behind us, Rachel said.
Is he?
Yeah, 100%. He stands by what Bishop Cyril said about us.
Oh, well, that's reassuring.
Yeah. Thanks, love. Yeah, he said he's had more than enough experience with certain sections of the press in his time.
Has he? Mm.
Rachel quoted him as saying that the hacks would twist the words of St. Peter himself if they thought they'd get a good story out of it.
No doubt. And, what about after the service? Did anybody say anything?
Yeah, Clary was sweet. Though she didn't really know what to say.
Understandable.
And there were a few others who said they were behind us.
Well, that's reassuring.
Plus, quite a few didn't voice it, but I know wouldn't be against us.
It's so worrying. What if we have to leave Ambridge in the end anyway?
It won't come to that.
Well, I hope you're right.
Well, the worst is probably over. Let's just get on with it.
Yes.
Onward and upward, eh, love?
How long will it take, Mum? Fallon's on her way over.
Oh, casserole won't take me long. And you can drop me back off at Bridge Farm, if that's all right, Edward.
Oh, yeah, of course. Poor old Tony. Can hardly stand upright.
Yeah, I know. But with us all chipping in to help, they're managing. Pat and Tom is doing the lion's share.
And you? What time did you start this morning?
Oh, don't you worry about me. Anyway, that's why I've got a longer dinner break.
Yeah, but then you're in the bull as well tonight. And it's on your birthday.
We had a great time yesterday, though, didn't we?
Well, Frieda's roast lamb was nearly as good as yours.
Oh, don't let her hear you say that.
So did you go to Will's after?
Oh, yeah, we went last night. After the cricket. He bought a cake. I think he's that relieved after that trouble with Malcolm.
Yeah.
Anyway, you better let me get on. Oh, is that Fallon?
Oh, at last.
What, ain't you seen her yet?
Well, not properly, no. She was knackered after driving back and dropping everyone else off.
Oh, poor love.
And Oliver's giving me the rest of the day off, so...
Grandad's getting under Nigel's feet at Lower Loxley, so you have the house to yourselves.
What, has he gone to see the Shires?
Oh, that and the Badgers. They brought down the wall or something, he said.
Hiya. What? Happy birthday, Clary.
Fallon, love.
Here you are.
Oh, how lovely.
Well, Ed reminded me. I'm sorry they're only petrol station flowers.
Oh, don't be daft, they're beautiful.
So, are you feeling better now?
Oh, I definitely feel more human. I've been dreaming about a hot bath and a bed with proper sheets.
Yeah, that's no fun having to sleep in the back of a van.
Oh, I'm usually all right. I'm on such a high after the gig, but...
Well, it's very nice to see you home for a few days.
So, when are you going back?
Maybe Wednesday. We'll see. Anyway, enough about me. What have I missed here? Mum said something about a scandal in the paper.
Oh, Alan and Usha. Well, it's more gossip, really. Like people not wanting them to get married.
Really? What, just because...
Some folks don't like the idea of the vicar being married to a Hindu.
I cannot believe that those attitudes still exist.
Yeah, well, people can be pretty small-minded round here.
You should go to some of the places we've been with the band. It's an eye-opener, you know?
Oh, it'll blow over, I expect. Anyway, I'd better get on and I'll go and put these in water.
Oh, come here, you. You missed me?
I only saw you on Saturday night.
Well, I've missed you. Like mad.
Yeah, me too.
Here, let's sit down for a bit. Oh, hang on. I'll put my jacket down for you.
Oh, thanks. I do miss you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just... I'm sorry I can't call you all the time, but some nights I'm just so shattered and with driving all day as well.
That's all right. I understand. I've been keeping all your texts anyway.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I've not deleted any of them. I just keep reading them. Even the ones where you've just sent kisses.
We've got this bet on, me, Finn and Dale. Whose partner will be the first to reply to their text after the gig?
So do you ever win?
No, not that much. You've got to sharpen your skills. Be quicker on the draw.
Sorry.
Otherwise, I'm going to be seriously out of pocket by the end of this tour.
So, what do you fancy doing this afternoon, then? Mum says we've got the whole house to ourselves.
Oh, that sounds great.
But?
Well, it's just... I've got this really dodgy connection on the jack socket of my guitar.
Right.
So I really need it sorting before I go back on tour. I rang Mick Vinen this morning and he said if I take it into him this afternoon...
Oh, it's Felpersham.
Well, it won't take that long. If we set off now before the traffic builds.
Right, OK.
No, I could go on my own, if you've got stuff to do. Mick said he should be able to fix it pretty quick.
Oh, don't be daft. I'll come with you. What am I going to do here on my own otherwise?
Hello, Lewis. I thought I heard your voice.
Roy, congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
The proud grandfather was just filling me in. Yeah.
Hayley won't be too long. She's feeding Abby.
There's no rush.
Is Brenda not here yet, either?
No, I've got a tutorial this afternoon and a tutor were running late.
No problem.
No, she's happy for us to start without her.
Oh, it's fine.
She and Tom are moving in their own place soon.
Oh, really? Here in the village?
On the village green.
Very nice. Yeah,
so she's on the couch for bits and pieces of furniture to take with her.
Oh, I don't mind. I want to help out, and the less clutter here from the work starts, the better.
True.
When's that going to be, do you think, Lewis? I mean, how long's planning permission going to take?
Oh, they should reach a decision within a couple of months.
Oh, a couple of months, eh?
It's a bit of a rigmarole, but once I get the plans submitted, I don't anticipate any major problems.
Yeah, right. Famous last words.
Yes, well, I know what you mean, Roy, but this isn't going to be a large development. It's not a listed building, not in a conservation area... Those tend to be the main stumbling blocks.
So we'll be making a start in a couple of months, all being well?
Not quite.
Eh?
If planning permission is granted, we then have to pursue building regulations.
Oh, blimey. The bureaucracy involved.
All necessary, I'm afraid. As is the hips.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could do with your advice on that.
Of course. But don't worry. We'll be starting soon enough.
And then we'll all be wishing it were over.
But you'll have two lovely homes at the end of it.
Yeah, best of both worlds. And we'll have our own little doorway in between, so it'll still be a proper family home.
Oh, you mean you want a connecting door? An internal one?
Well, yeah, me and Ailey talked about it and...
Well, if you want it to be two homes, I'm afraid that won't be possible.
Oh, well, never mind, eh?
Won't it? Why not?
It's fire regulations. There has to be a compartment wall between the two dwellings.
Oh.
And it must be sound insulated and fireproof.
Sounds like a massive job.
And it'll create a lot of mess and upheaval, I'm afraid.
Oh, Ailey's not going to like that.
No, not good for the baby.
Not with all that dust and dirt.
No, that's right.
Oh, dear. Well, look, maybe you and Ailey should think about moving out for the duration.
Well, since when have you been a big Jam fan, then?
Well, it's Finn. Anything with Paul Weller. If he's driving the van, he won't listen to anything else.
Oh, right.
Thanks for driving this afternoon.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a nice change.
Yeah, you should get them to do more.
Well, Rick doesn't drive, and I wouldn't trust Dale with a shopping trolley. Anyway, he drives the other van.
Yeah, just don't let them use you.
I won't.
So, what do you want to do tonight, then?
Dunno. Haven't thought.
Okay, well, what about... Oh,
hang on.
Well, who's it from?
Finn.
Well, what's he want?
Oh, it's just... We play this daft quiz to pass the time in the van, you know. Beatles or Stones, Jam or Marmite.
So...
Well, it's a picture and message of a plate of chips and he's put mayo or ketchup.
Oh, all right.
Well, because one night he was starving and he made us drive miles out of our way to find a chippy.
Okay.
Well, it's not that funny unless you know Finn.
Yeah, no, I guess you just had to be there.
Yeah, I suppose so. Okay, well, let's think about tonight then. Where do you suggest?
Everything all right, Roy?
Yeah, Hayley must have flaked out after she put Abby back down. She's out like a light.
Oh, don't disturb her.
No, I can fill her in on the details later.
So, Lewis.
Yes, onto the layout of the two dwellings. Roy, yours and Hayley's house will consist of most of the original farmhouse, including one of the reception rooms and three out of the five bedrooms.
Yeah, one of which will be the box room.
That's what we agreed.
That's right. Your place, Mike, will comprise the two remaining bedrooms and the other reception room. Added to these will be a small hallway, off which the dining kitchen and the reception room will be situated. Then there'll be a downstairs toilet and a new bathroom upstairs.
And our front door opens under this hallway?
That's it.
Yeah, so you don't need to worry if we're two separate houses, Dad.
Hey, now I can just pop round here to the kitchen door.
Yeah. It'll also make the houses easier to sell, if they're completely separate. And that, should you want to.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, good. Sounds great.
Well, the design of the extension will fit in as closely as possible with the farmhouse as it stands now.
It won't stick out like a sore thumb, then.
Oh, absolutely not. We'll use sympathetic materials for the building, matching old bricks and so on.
Yeah, so you won't be able to see the join, then.
That's the idea.
Sounds fantastic. And I think the girls will be happy, too.
Yeah, got to keep them sweet.
Indeed. Have either of you any questions?
No, not at the moment, I don't think.
Just about the planning permission, really.
Oh, well, me and Ailey said we'll go ours on the cost.
I'll submit the application with the location plans. Leave it to me.
You can't blame Clary if they're overworked at Bridge Farm.
No, I'm not.
It's just life, isn't it?
It's just, it would have to be tonight when she's late. And your mum and Sid are off out.
I know.
Where are they, anyway?
Dinner with the landlord of the Grapes in Hollerton and his Thai bride.
Oh, right.
Huh. Look, I'm tired tonight anyway. Why don't we get something here and take it upstairs with the DVD?
Yeah, okay, I guess so.
Hiya, Fallon. Didn't know you were back.
Hi, Roy.
All right.
Yeah, not bad. How's the band doing?
Oh, great, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're having a whale of a time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What can I get you?
Oh, a pint of Shires for Dad's, single malt, no ice, and pint of lager, please.
Right. I had a look at it this morning with Nigel. Yeah. He's still not sure what to do.
Oh, it's badgers, isn't it? Blooming pests. Should be a proper cull organised. I said something to Oliver.
I think Nigel could apply for permission to get rid of them, but it'd probably take more time. Mm. It's just more hassle, isn't it?
Yeah, Oliver was looking into that. He says you can only touch a set if there's serious damage to land, crops, poultry or property.
How daft is that, eh? You can destroy the set if it affects your chickens, but not your cattle.
Oh, there must be some logic behind it.
Oh, you reckon?
There you go, Roy.
Oh, cheers.
How's Hayley?
Oh, she's great, thanks. Tired, but great.
And the baby.
Oh, gorgeous. You should call round and see her.
Oh, I'd love to, if I've got time, but I'm only back a couple of days.
Oh, right.
Well, give her my love, though. Here's the whiskey.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Your good health, Mike.
Yeah, cheers.
I'll see her and Abby properly when the tour ends.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, look.
Oh, no problem.
Get away. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Clary.
You all celebrating, son?
We've just been discussing the building work.
On Willow Farm and Willow Cottage.
Oh, you've chosen the names. That's nice for you.
Willow Cottage will be my bit, but it's all getting underway. And anyway, shall we go sit over there?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Oh, thanks, Fallon.
Oh, I'll just go and hang my coat.
I'll see you in a bit.
So you two can get off now. Should be all right.
Thanks, Clary. At last.
Yeah. Look, today's been a bit rushed, hasn't it? I'll ring Oliver and see if I can get some time off tomorrow.
Oh.
What?
Oh, well, it's just... We've added a new song to the set and we never get any time at the sound check to rehearse properly, being the support band and everything.
So?
Well, I thought you'd be working, so I've booked a morning in a rehearsal studio. Oh, I'll cancel it.
No, don't be daft. It's important. I'll come along. I'll be your test audience.
Are you sure? Won't you be bored?
No, of course not.
All right, then, yeah. Oh, you really have missed me, haven't you?
Yeah, like you wouldn't believe. Last week was just...
What?
Oh, it was horrible. I'd much rather be with you, if I can.
Believe me, Brian, if I had time for a pint in the Bull, I'd be there.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I only called on the off chance.
Need to do this top dressing this afternoon, because we'll be silaging from tomorrow on.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, which reminds me, I must let Alistair know I won't make it to Nets on Thursday. How are the Hungarians doing?
One of them's a bit of a princess, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
She complained about the caravan. Said she'd expect him to put up somewhere a bit more luxurious. I ask you.
Oh, there's always one, isn't there?
Anyway, other than that, they seem a good bunch.
As long as they do the job, eh?
They all got the hang of strawberry picking quickly enough, even her.
Good out.
Adam's taking them to the games night of the Bull on Thursday.
Do you think Domino's and Shove Hate Me are big in Hungary?
No doubt the princess will complain about the lack of computer games and a karaoke machine.
Yeah, no doubt. Right.
There was one other thing, David.
Oh, what's that?
I had a phone call this morning.
Yeah?
From Ireland.
Oh, Siobhan's mother?
Yes.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Well, I say yes.
Oh?
She and Niamh are having a headstone put up on Siobhan's grave around the anniversary of her death.
Oh, right, I see.
And naturally, she wants Rory to be there.
Yes, of course.
And actually, to give the woman credit, she invited me too.
Phew, it's going to be a tough one.
Oh, yes, it is. It never gets any easier.
No, I suppose not.
You just become a little more adept at pushing it to the back of your mind.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, are you going to go?
Well, I want to be there. As much for myself as for Rory, but after everything over the last few weeks, how the hell am I going to broach it with Jenny?
And it turned out she'd given him the number of this kebab shop. Gutted or what?
Served him right.
He really liked her as well. He wouldn't shut up about her the day after.
Yeah, but the times that Jazra's fake number girls who were after him, I knew we'd get it done to him one day.
I really miss being like this, you know?
Yeah, me too.
So, what do you fancy doing tonight, then? You could go out, could stay in again.
I've not got round to thinking about it.
Oh, we don't have to decide now.
To be honest, I'm not happy with that new song.
Oh, are you joking? It sounded great when you played it for me.
I could do with working on it before we rehearse again.
Well, it might not help if you just jump straight back into it. And get a bit of distance, have a night off.
Maybe.
Come on, let's go to Borchester. Go to the mill. You love it there.
Oh, yeah, all right, go on. Oh,
brilliant.
Oh, do you mind if I get that?
No, no, of course not.
Believe this.
What?
It's Dale. He's set off for Leeds after rehearsal to see his mate.
So?
The gearbox on his van's gone. He's in Yorkshire, somewhere off the M1.
Well, he can get it sorted, can't he?
I'll have to ring him.
Why?
This is going to be a problem.
Well, let him deal with it.
How's he going to get to Leeds now?
We could hitch.
With the drum kit? I'm going to have to drive up there.
No, you can't.
Ed?
Why'd you have to put the band first all of the time?
What?
You're supposed to be spending some time with me. All I've heard about since you got back is a flaming band.
Where has this come from all of a sudden?
It's not all of a sudden if you'd bothered to notice.
You know how important this is to me and you've been brilliant.
That was when I didn't think it'd take over your life like this.
It hasn't.
It has.
Ed?
I'm sick of it.
Go on, girl. So we tacked a couple of posters to the fence round the field.
Posters?
Well, you know, for Farm Sunday.
Farm Sunday?
The open day.
Yeah, I know what Farm Sunday is, Joe. We're holding one here at Brookfield.
Yeah, I know. It's in your posters.
Oh, hang on. We're going round in circles here. You're putting up posters for Farm Sunday.
Ah.
But you haven't got a farm.
We've got land and livestock.
joke. You've got a field with a pig in it.
Oh, it ain't only the likes of Brookfield the public wants to see, you know?
Oh, well, if you think so, fair play to you, I suppose.
Any road, them posters are yours.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, they'll be in good nick right through till June, now you marinated them.
What, do you mean laminated them?
Yeah, whereas with the first bit of rain, ours are looked tatty.
Oh, let me guess, you want to borrow the laminator?
Oh, very kind of you, I'm sure. Is it heavy, or I can take it away with me now?
Oh, well, that's Ruth's department. You have to wait till she gets back with the kid.
Well, you won't have to wait long.
Oh, hello, love.
Hi. Oh, hi, Joe.
Afternoon, young Pip.
Good day at school?
Yeah, it was okay. Well, Tyson got his brother's mobile confiscated, so he's in real trouble.
Ooh, poor old Tyson.
It's his own fault. So, are you ready for me?
You helping your dad with the milking?
Something much more exciting, eh, Dad?
Yeah, I'm giving us some practice at stock judging. Hence the green letters on the rumps of these four here.
Ah, I did wonder.
It's a competition at the Young Farmers Club. I'm going in for that, and disco dancing.
Oh, that's smashing, that is. And you know what you're looking for?
Well, I've shown before, haven't I, Dad? Prince.
Yeah, so she's got the basics.
Well, I know a bit more than that, and I downloaded a guide off the internet.
Ah, well, now, if it was me, I'd sort out me top one and me bottom one straight away. And once you got them in order, you can concentrate on ordering the other two, which is harder.
There you are. That's a good tip.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, right. I'll go and see if your missus can give me the...
The laminator. Yeah, okay, Joe. See you later.
Bye now.
Right. Well, first off, what you're looking for with these cows isn't the same as what one prints those prizes. You're looking for all the qualities that make a good dairy cow. Udders, primarily.
Obviously.
Yeah, feet and legs and dairy strength. How deep the rib is will tell you how much forage she can take in, for instance.
Oh, Dad, I know all this.
All right, Miss Clever Clogs. Well, go on, rank them and give your reasons. We'll compare notes after I've done the milking. Then we'll see how clever you are.
Easy.
Yeah, but get changed first, will you? Or your mother will give me a real roasting.
Drive safe, yeah?
Yeah, I will.
And I am really sorry for going off on one this afternoon.
I know. You said it's okay.
I've just got a lot going around my head at the moment. The TB and stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand.
I got you one in, Edward.
Oh, thanks, Grandad. Yeah, I'll be over in a minute.
You take care, Fallon.
Oh, will do, Joe. Thanks. And I'm sorry I'm having to go tonight.
Yeah, I know. But you can't leave Dale in the middle of nowhere. You don't want to inflict him on an unsuspecting Yorkshire.
It's not Dale I'm bothered about, it's the drum kit.
So it says Leeds tomorrow night?
Yeah, then Manchester.
I'll really miss you.
Me too.
Well, get gone if you're going. Yeah. I might change my mind and carry you back off upstairs.
Oh, and there's a thought to keep me going.
You call me, yeah?
Yeah, I will. What, you too?
Yeah, I will. We're still solid, me and you, aren't we?
Well, yeah. Of course we are.
Okay. I'll see you.
Bye, Ed.
Yeah, bye.
Come on, Edward. Don't let your beer go flat.
I'm coming.
Only there ain't no gas in this foreign lager you drink. You should have a word with Sid.
What?
Dear. Oh, don't matter. She'll be back before you knows it.
Yeah.
So he sings at Grange Farm, eh? Oliver had to think about what I said.
What was that?
About them deep-rooting herbs protecting the cattle from TB.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's never off the net, though. He's doing anything and everything he can think of to try and find answers.
It's got him down right enough, this business.
Yeah, it really has. Well, nothing usually gets him down.
Hmm.
We've got the next TB test next week.
Yeah. And Sterling ain't the only one who's worried, is he?
Dad!
Hi, Pip.
Oh, at long last.
Well, I haven't been anywhere.
Can we compare notes now?
Go on, then. Let's see how you got on. Then you can help me take them back to the paddock.
Okay. Well, the order I put them in was A, B, X, and then Y.
Okay.
And how did you place them?
No, carry on. Give me our reasons, then I'll tell you.
Okay. A had to go number one. That was a no-brainer. She had a deep body, plus she had the strongest forearm attachment, good width between the front legs, and the correct set of feet and legs.
Very good.
I just had a problem choosing between the second and third positions.
Well, I'd placed them the other way around myself.
Oh, had you? Why?
Well, they both had a good wide rump and slope from hook to pins, but what carried it was the udder. Good veins, better strength of ligament, and clearer definition of the four quarters. Have a look.
Oh, okay. I didn't do badly, though.
You did very well. I mean, I know my stock, so that was a pretty impressive performance considering you're still learning.
Good.
Well done, Pipsqueak. I'm proud of you.
Jenny, come and sit down. You look exhausted.
Oh, it has been a long day. Thanks for putting Rory to bed.
Oh, don't be silly. Look, let me pour you a drink.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
What would you like?
I'll have a brandy, thanks. Is Rory asleep?
Well, he was fighting it. He'd have dropped off by now.
Did he behave for you after school?
Oh, yes. Yeah, brought a painting home he'd done. I said we could put it on the fridge with the others. How was Farmer's Market? I haven't had a chance to ask.
Oh, a bit quiet at first, but it picked up in the afternoon.
Good. Here, bye.
Oh, thanks.
Jenny, there's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh?
And please, I'd just like you to hear me out before you say anything.
I see.
Rory's grandmother rang this morning after you'd left.
Is she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. But you know it's coming up to the anniversary of Siobhan's death.
I'm hardly likely to forget.
No. Well, Bridget and Neve are having a gravestone erected.
I see.
And they've asked me to go of course, to take Rory as well.
Right.
Well, obviously, I wanted to speak to you about it first.
And do you intend to go?
Yes. I mean, I think it's important that Rory be there, and I'd like to be there too. Jenny?
Fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Of course. And how long will you be away?
Only a couple of days.
Oh, right. Well, let me know the dates once you've booked. I think I'll run myself a bath.
Okay. Thank you.
Got you. Oh, good grief.
Coffee to keep the workers going, Jill.
Oh, hello, Ruth. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Just look at the roots on these buttercups.
Now I feel guilty. I should be helping you do the weeding.
Nonsense, you've got enough to do.
Phil didn't make it, then?
He was too engrossed in printing out the photos he took with his new astronomical camera.
He's really taken to this stargazing, hasn't he?
Well, I should hope so after that expensive birthday present.
Oh, which reminds me, did you ring Mary on her birthday?
We did. She got all our cards and presents.
Oh, good.
She said Mel was taking her sailing later.
Wow, fantastic.
And all about her new bike Kenton had delivered.
Have you seen anything of Kenton and Cathy?
They called round on Sunday. Jamie wanted to see Phil's photos.
I just wondered how Cathy got on at the golf club.
She met the outgoing manager who gave her a lot of advice.
It's a big change for her.
Yes, but she's got lots of experience running bars and restaurants.
And she ran the leisure centre at Grey Gables for a while, didn't she?
Mm. She's just a bit worried that she doesn't know anything about golf.
She'll pick it up.
That's what I said. She's booked a day with the golf pro for next month.
Oh, good idea.
He'll put her in the picture, I'm sure.
Right, well, I'd better get on. I'll take a flask up to David.
Where is he today?
Out with the moor, ready to start silaging tomorrow.
Let's hope it keeps fine.
Oh, thanks again for picking the boys up for me this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Ah, but will you still be saying that when you drop them off at bedtime?
I'm sure I shall.
It's very good of you anyway. I'd completely forgotten that Pip had arranged to go straight from school to Izzy's.
How's the dance routine coming along?
Oh, she won't show us the whole thing until it's finished, she says. And tonight they're working on their costumes.
She does throw herself into things heart and soul, doesn't she?
She does. Remind you of anyone?
Like granddaughter, like granddad. Anyway, leave the boys to us and you get on.
Well, thanks. I was just so pushed. I've got the sheep to bring in tonight after milking too.
Oh, the shearer's coming.
As if we hadn't got enough on already.
It never rains but it pours.
And I haven't had time to talk to Usha properly, apart from a couple of rushed phone calls. I feel a bit guilty about it.
How is she?
She's riding it out.
It'll die a death, I'm sure. Those malicious gossips will soon find something else to stir up trouble about.
Jill?
Yes?
By the malicious gossips...
Mm-hmm.
This is really awkward.
What is?
I thought you'd know by now.
Know what?
I really should have said something sooner. I'm sorry. But the main person quoted in the article... Well, it was Shula.
What about a G&T, Jenny?
Oh, it's a bit early, isn't it?
Well, I'm having one.
Well, you carry on.
Are Tom and Brenda moving out of the nest?
Yes. Why?
I bumped into Tom outside. He was in a terrible rush. You know, Tony's done his back in again.
Yes, Mum said.
I've got the number of a very good osteopath you should try. I'll pass it on.
Well, I shouldn't imagine he'll go. He's already backed out of seeing Pat's chiropractor.
He's a typical man, isn't he? Prefers to sit and suffer. Let everyone in earshot know about it.
Oh, that's rather harsh.
Do you know, I've been expecting them to ring me.
Who?
Pat, about this transitional communities meeting or whatever it is.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be interested.
Well, I'm not, but I did expect to be asked.
Oh, Lillian, honestly.
So where's Rory this afternoon?
Oh, Brian's picking him up and dropping him off at Adam's. Ian's got the afternoon off, apparently.
He does love Rory, doesn't he?
He's very kind.
And I hope Adam appreciates him.
What a peculiar thing to say.
Oh, it's easy to take people for granted, that's all I'm saying.
What have you been up to today in the absence of your nearest and dearest?
Actually, I had a fun morning. I rode over to Loxley.
Oh, did you? How are they?
Nigel had the builder over for the team chasing course.
Oh, how exciting.
I can't wait. At least I'll have that to look forward to. Oh, no ice.
Oh, I'll get you some.
Oh, never mind.
What is the matter with you this afternoon?
With me? Nothing.
Yes, there is.
I'm perfectly all right. Well, I will be when I down this.
Lynn, aren't you a bit old for binge drinking?
It's a little G&T.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Do they make you alcohol monitor?
Oh, don't be so silly.
So, what's your news?
Actually, I do have some news.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether to tell you while you're in this mood.
I'm perfectly peachy.
You are not.
But I will be. Come on, what is it?
All right. Rory's grandmother rang Brian yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants him to go over to Ireland with Rory at the end of the month.
What on earth for?
Well, it'll be the anniversary of Siobhan's death, and they're having a headstone erected on her grave.
The woman in black rides again.
There's no need to be like that.
Why can't they just let it go?
That's the way things are done, I suppose. I don't know.
We're not going to let Brian go, I assume.
You assume wrongly.
Oh, you are joking.
No, of course not. You see, Brian compromised over the farm business and made Adam and Debbie a very good offer.
But that was their right and his duty.
Yeah, whatever you think. And in my opinion, he's been very generous. And this, Lillian, is my part of the bargain.
Oh, all right, steady, Brian.
Hi, Mum.
Shula.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Dad all right?
Yes, your father's well. I was at Brookfield this afternoon.
Oh, you don't know whether David's going to sign up for the single wicket, do you?
No, I didn't see him.
Adam and I are just trying to drum up some support. One or two have signed up. Tom, and he said he'd talk Brenda into
it. Shula, have you time to come over to Gleep tonight?
Why, what's the matter?
There's something I'd like to talk to you about.
Oh, I see.
Your father's taking the boys back to Brookfield for 8, and then he's popping in on Chris. Could you come round then?
Oh, for heaven's sake, how much longer?
Just have a bit of patience, Lillian.
Well, how many sheep have Brookfield got?
We're not in any hurry.
They've got the shearers in, Ruth said. Tomorrow, I think.
Right.
Oh, come on, Lily. At least we're getting out.
I suppose so. While Matt and Brian enjoy the high life at the estates do.
Oh, look at that.
What?
A poster. Farm Sunday at Grundy's Field. Cider making and strawberry teas.
Mm. David and Ruth are doing it too, aren't they?
Yes, but it looks as if the Grundys are planning to make money out of it.
Good for them.
I don't think it's quite the point, though.
Oh, at last!
Oh, goodness sake, don't be so miserable. I'd have been better off with a tray on my knee in front of the telly.
I'm still cross about Brian rushing back to Ireland to Siobhan's graveside.
Oh, not this again. You're like a dog with a bone.
Which is never going to be out of your lives.
Oh, get off your high horse, Lillian. I've told you, I am perfectly happy about
it. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be so tolerant.
Oh, that's the difference between us then, isn't it? Now, just drop the subject.
Oh, Jenny.
What?
You'll never guess who Borchester Land have nominated to work with Matt on the Digester project.
Oh, now I see.
Yeah. Mm. That dreadful Annabel Shrivener woman.
Help yourself to tea.
Thanks.
And there's cake.
No, thanks, Mum. We've just had supper.
Right. Well, I expect you can guess what I want to talk about.
Yes.
Why didn't you come and talk to me about it? Everyone's been gossiping about that article for days.
Exactly. It was awkward.
When I think what I said to Alan after the service on Sunday. And Usha, too.
Oh, I should have told you, Mum. I am sorry.
How on earth did you get yourself into this mess?
Oh, it's been dreadful.
So you did speak to the reporter. What did you say to him?
Well, nothing inappropriate. Well, not at first.
Oh.
That's the stupid thing about it, Mum. I knew he'd been sniffing around. Honestly, I was completely on my guard.
And?
I said that everyone, the church, the PCC, supported Alan. Then he switched off the tape recorder and I thought it was all over.
So you told him off the record there were people who didn't support them?
No. I said everyone was behind them.
Well, then I don't understand.
Well, that's how sly he was. He seemed so pleasant and... Well, before I realised it, I mentioned the letter. It just came out and he grabbed it.
Of course he did.
I knew as soon as I'd said it. But when the article was actually published, he'd exaggerated my words so much. Well, you read the article. I was only trying to be honest.
That's what bothers me, Shula.
Well, how do you mean?
You say he exaggerated your words.
Yes.
So, you must have given him something to work on. Look, do I get the feeling you're not entirely happy with Alan marrying Usha?
Of course I am.
You don't sound it.
Well, I am. At a purely personal level.
What does that mean?
Well, he's supposed to be our spiritual leader in this community.
And
that does concern me. How can he continue to be that? To be a convinced Christian while loving someone who doesn't share his faith? Well, don't you think it diminishes his standing?
Not at all.
Really?
Don't you think faith should be nurtured and valued, whatever its source?
Yes.
You can't think there's a hierarchy with Christianity at the top, surely.
Oh, of course I don't.
Besides, do you have any real idea what Usha does believe?
Yes.
Really? Well, in that case, don't you think Alan and Usha will have gone through all this in much greater detail than you or I ever could?
Mum.
And if they've come to an understanding...
Mum, how can she support him properly if she doesn't share the same beliefs?
Because wives don't have to be as involved nowadays as they used to be, you know that. In fact, there are probably plenty of vicars' wives who are agnostic or even atheists.
Oh, we're not talking hypothetically.
All right. In that case, look at you. How do you manage to keep up your faith and carry out your responsibilities to the church when Alistair doesn't share your beliefs?
Well, I'm not a vicar.
Is it really so different?
Yes, I think it is.
Oh, Shula. Usha will support Alan because she loves him. She supports him already. on the organised walks, helping with the teas at the back of the church.
Oh, I know that, but...
And the best thing we can do, all of us, is to give them both our full support.
I'm entitled to my opinion, Mum.
I know you are. And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty for it. I just think you need to be a bit more open-minded, that's all.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, hang on. Oh, that's better.
You came to visit Mum and Jack?
Yeah, I thought I'd call in on them since I was passing.
Oh, they'll be very pleased to see you. How are things for you and Usha?
I'm not convinced the whole thing's blown over completely, but it is a bit easier than it was at the beginning of the week, if you know what I mean.
The sudden silences when you walk into the shop with a ball, you mean?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, people always move on to the next thing to gossip about, don't they? Oh,
thank goodness. Would Alice be about at the moment?
She went out quite early this morning, and I haven't seen anything of her all day.
Because there's some more sports equipment being left at the back of the church. I was wondering if she could collect it.
Well, I'll pass the message on. And that's what she's doing today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Collecting sports equipment and clothing.
Oh, right.
She drove to St. Margaret's and to Worcester Green. You know, there's been a fantastic response there from the schools, apparently.
Oh, that's very good to hear.
Isn't it? And then, as far as I know, she was going out for lunch and then shopping with Caitlin from college.
Smashing.
Well, any other day, yes, perhaps.
Problems?
No, not at all. But a letter came for her from Cranwell this morning.
Oh, the Air Force sponsorship. She got it?
Well, I don't know. Oh. It arrived after she left.
Oh, no. Well, if there's any justice, she will have.
Well, she's worked so hard for it. Oh, I'm absolutely dying for her to come back and open it so I can find out what it says.
Got to hand it to her. She puts a decent snack up your missus.
How do you know I didn't make it myself?
Nah. You'd have put the chocolate cake in, but no fruit.
You know me far too well.
Hey, how's your brother-in-law doing with his badgers? Dad went over to have a look at the Shire and said Nigel was having problems.
Yeah, he sure is. I don't know what he's going to do about them.
Now, Edward's still worried.
I bet he is.
Yeah, he told Dad Oliver's on the net 24/7 researching TB.
Yeah, well, I know exactly what he's going through. It's horrific.
I think he just needs to feel like he's doing something.
Well, it's like a runaway train when it happens to you. Powerless to do anything but stand by and watch.
Yeah. Edward's concerned for Oliver. Well, you know how much he's done for Edward in the past.
Yeah, but it's Ed's job on the line, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. He's helped Oliver build that business.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd worry about Edward if he lost it all now.
Yep.
Well, I think how things were from a couple of years back. Well, don't bear thinking about...
Hi, Dad. Oh, hello, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Pip. How's it doing?
Hi, Pip. Hi, love.
Hey, you two lazy balls.
Ha, the cheek.
Only Jordan. How's it going?
Oh, we should have Longfield done by here tonight.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's good, isn't it?
Since you're both here, I wanted a word.
Oh?
Yeah, it's about this Farm Sunday thing.
We couldn't help noticing your posters are next to ours.
On the other side of the fence, mind. Dad reckoned they'd both get noticed more, you know, being two of them together.
Well, it's a theory.
Well, thing is, well, it seemed like a good opportunity to us. I hope you're not offended.
What, by the posters or the competition?
Well, we're not exactly in competition, are we?
Don't listen to him. We're not bothered, honestly, Eddie.
Well, I mean, it'd be totally different from yours.
No, don't worry. The whole point is to have a range of places open to visitors.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what me and Dad were thinking.
Yeah, then they can get a fuller picture of what modern-day farming is all about.
Exactly. Well, cheers for that.
No problem.
Right, I'll get back to it.
Okay.
Thanks, Eddie.
Oh, Dad, Mum said you got a job for me.
I have.
On this?
Yep, I want you to do some rowing up for me.
Oh, great.
Now, you remember what you were doing from last year, don't you?
Yes, putting two swathes into one, ready for the forage harvester.
Got it in one.
Cool. I'll start straight away.
Pip!
What?
Don't forget your homework after your tea.
I won't.
Somehow I think homework pales into insignificance compared to driving a tractor.
No, you reckon?
Just a bit.
Adam! Adam!
Hang on, Alice!
What's the matter?
Where's Mum?
Sorry, I've not seen her. What's up?
This.
Oh.
I can't believe it. Cromwell have turned me down.
Oh, no. Have they?
Yes. Look.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I had to read it 3 times. It wouldn't sink in.
I'm really sorry.
And after everything I did...
Oh, come here.
I worked so hard, Adam.
I know you did.
And I came back early from South Africa.
Well, their loss, hey?
What else could I have done?
You gave it your best shot. You don't know what they were looking for.
Yeah, I know. I better go and find Mum.
Is everything okay? You've been stopped for ages.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, have you cut yourself?
Oh, it's nothing.
See?
It's just a bit of a scratch.
What'd you do it on?
It's all right. I've just been fishing out these bits of barbed wire, that's all. How did they get in here?
Oh, no idea, but well done you for spotting them.
All part of the service.
No, I mean it would have been easy to miss them.
Then we'd have been in real trouble.
Yeah, too right.
If they got caught in the forager...
Get all worse, gone through the forager and ended up in the silage.
Yeah.
Good girl. We'll make a farmer of you yet.
Adam? Could I have a quick word?
Just a sec. Yes, Mum.
Oh, I just wondered, darling, if you're staying for supper tonight.
Yes, I might as well, if that's okay. Ian's working.
Oh, how is he? Do you know, I haven't seen him for ages.
Oh, he's fine. He's working hard.
Well, he always does. Anyway, when would you like to eat?
I've just got another couple of deer calves to ear tag.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to go back up to check on the pickers.
So, let's say about 6:30 then.
That's fine, thanks. How's Alice doing?
Oh, do you know, she's been on the phone to Caitlin all afternoon.
I know she wasn't happy when she got back from the interview, but she was feeling so much more positive.
Well, Brian and I were as well. Oh, dear, after everything she'd put into it.
Yeah, it's such a shame. She's bound to be wondering which bit of the interview let her down.
Well, I think she knows from what she was saying.
I wonder if she'd like to come with the pickers to the games night at the Bull.
Oh, yes, well... Why don't you ask her? Oh, and see if you can persuade her that staying in moping would be a bad idea.
Yeah. That'll be fun. The pickers are a lively lot this year.
Well, as long as they're getting the work done.
Oh, they are. No, I'm pleased with them.
Well, that's good.
And I take it Brian won't tell her about him going to Ireland for now.
He'll jolly well have to tell her soon. If there's one thing we learnt from last time, it's that Alice doesn't like to be kept in the dark, does she? No matter how bad the news is.
Come and get it!
Oh, cool, I'm starving.
David, can you get the other end of this rug, please?
Uh-huh. There we go.
Thanks. Right, Pip, put these down, would you please?
Okay.
There's a pork pie.
Yeah.
Sausage rolls.
Great stuff.
Cheese and pickled sandwiches. Just hand them out, okay?
Sure.
Pizza slices and a Greek salad with goat's cheese.
Oh, that's a lovely spread, Ruth.
You deserve it.
Oh, I'm ready for this.
Hang on, got some paper plates here.
Cheers.
Help yourself, Eddie. If you don't, it'll be all gone in no time. That's like a plague of locusts.
Don't listen to her. No idea how much Pip can put away when she gets started.
What would you like to drink? Jill sent some homemade lemonade.
Whoa, homemade lemonade. Yeah, definitely pass that over.
Okay. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
How's Will doing, Eddie? Has he heard anything?
Yeah. Police have beaten to see Malcolm, I know that.
Have they?
Well, let's hope he gets charged.
Prison?
No. Should be a fine. Yeah, a good while before he gets to court, though. William will probably have to be a witness.
Terrible business.
Oh, he's not looking forward to it.
Oh, no, he wouldn't be.
Now he's on his own, so he'll be working all the hours God sends as well.
Poor lad. He'll be missing his time with George.
Well, it won't be forever. They're already looking for someone to take Malcolm's place.
Oh, good.
And luckily, Neil's got this bee in his bonnet about George, so he's being kept busy till his dad has a bit more spare time.
Oh?
What bee?
Well, he's decided George needs to run around in the fresh air more. And when he's not busy, Neil's taking George with him collecting eggs and stuff.
Oh, well, it's never too early to get them interested in farming. Hey, Pip.
I see Joe's been busy putting up more of his posters.
Yeah, of course, you'll have done your risk assessment and put your public liability insurance in place.
Yeah. Of course we have, David. We've got all that in hand.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. She must be gutted.
Yeah, she was very disappointed.
Well, I'm glad I checked with you first. She looked so happy, I was about to go up to her and congratulate her.
I thought the games night might distract her.
Yeah. Well, it's no good sitting brooding in your room, is it?
Yeah. And how are things with you, Alan?
Oh, not so bad, thanks.
Has all the fuss died down now?
Well, we'll see. Fiducia and I are keeping busy. Same strategy, really. I mean, you've got to get on with things, haven't you?
Yep. No choice.
Oh, excuse me, I'd better take this.
Yeah, you carry on.
Hi, sweetheart.
Come on, Adam. Get the drinks in.
Same again for everybody?
Yeah, I think so.
How's the game of dominoes going?
Really well.
Good to see you enjoying it.
Yeah, I am.
How are you doing? Explaining the intricacies of all these pub games.
Okay. Why?
No, nothing.
Adam.
Just that you're talking to them all, but you've only got eyes for loyal.
I have not. Anyway, big brother, keep your nose out.
Can't say I blame you. He's very good looking.
Yeah, well, I saw him first.
Since I'm spoken for, he's all yours.
You just concentrate on getting the drinks in. That's what you're here for tonight.
Ah, charming.
Don't worry, I'm coming straight over. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Alan, is everything all right?
No, not really. Usha's had a nasty letter about the newspaper article.
What?
Oh, no. I knew it. I knew we hadn't heard the last of this.
Can we do anything?
No, but I'd better get off. She's in a bit of a state.
Yeah, of course she is.
I don't know why people can't just leave us alone.
Usha, love, why don't you ring in sick this morning and go back to bed? You don't look like you had much sleep last night.
Much? Try none at all. How could I with all this running through my mind?
I know. It's like I said, we shouldn't let some crackpot extremist get to us.
How dare someone who doesn't even know me personally accuse me of betraying my family?
Usha...
Oh, what do they know about me and my family?
Writers of letters like these know which buttons to press, and that's all there is to it.
But they know nothing about us and our situation.
That's what I mean.
Or about me and my faith.
They're just exploiting the current climate. They trade in frightening people.
I know you're right.
And we've talked about all this. We know what we're doing. Everything else is irrelevant.
You know the worst thing about anonymous letters?
What?
Is the way they leave you feeling there is no right of reply. It is so frustrating and they know that.
Oh, sweetheart, come here.
Oh, I'll be okay.
I know you will. Look, if you're not going to go back to bed, then go to the office.
I could do, I suppose.
Right, well, you have whatever you like from the menu, Alice.
Thanks.
Cool. I'm spoiled for choice, aren't we?
Mm. Thanks for bringing me.
Oh, well, we all need a bit of a lift from time to time.
I'm still fed up about Cranwell, you know? I felt I had such a lot to offer them.
Well, none of it's wasted, believe me. You'll find some way of using all the experience and skills you gain. It's their loss.
That's what Adam said to you.
Ah, great minds, eh?
And, Dad, why are we really here?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not an idiot. I get the feeling there's something else behind this.
All right, yes. Yes, you're right. I did invite you here so we could talk.
And what is it you wanted to talk about?
I had a phone call from Rory's grandmother earlier in the week.
Oh, what did she say?
It's the anniversary of Siobhan's death at the end of the month. And her mother and sister are having a headstone put up at the grave. She's asked me to go and to take Rory with me.
Right.
Well, you know I was away all day Wednesday and I didn't say anything yesterday because obviously it wasn't appropriate.
Thanks.
But I wanted to discuss it with you as soon as possible and I thought, well, the best idea would be to discuss it as equals. So that's the other reason we're here.
It must have been difficult for you waiting until now.
Well, it was, Alice, because the very last thing I want is to upset you in any way. especially since you got back from South Africa, because I felt we'd turn a bit of a corner. And that's very precious to me.
Do you want to go to Ireland, to this headstone thing? Is it going to be a ceremony, a mass or something?
Well, I don't know the details. I didn't know at the time whether I'd be going, but yes, I'd like to.
Have you discussed it with Mum?
Oh, absolutely, straight away.
What did she say?
Well, she said that if I wanted to go, then she'd have no objections, which is extremely generous of her.
Right. Well, okay. I suppose if it's all right with Mum, she's the one who counts most.
Of course.
Okay, then.
You sure?
I said so.
Thank you.
Have you chosen yet? I'm starving.
All right, Ed.
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
No, I'm not all right.
The late one, was it, last night?
If only.
Oh, don't tell me. The blonde binge you then. You're losing your touch, mate.
No way. Just didn't think she was worth the effort.
That'll come off it.
Nah, no, really. I texted her. Me and Stuart doing the jaws for a couple instead. I'll see her tomorrow.
Oh, here, let me give you a hand with that.
I was too knackered to tell the truth. I've been saddled with all that extra work with the pigs, remember?
How come?
Where's your heed at, man? You never listen when I talk to you.
You sound just like my mother.
Filling in for Tom, who's filling in for Tony.
Oh, right, yeah, I remember.
And new Tony's back's better, I should be taking it a wee bit easier.
Yeah, so what's the problem with that?
You know what Tom does when he first gets his life back?
Surprise me.
Goes off shopping with Brenda for beds, that's what.
Bad luck, Jazz.
Well... What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Is Fallon okay?
Yeah, she's great.
You've been keeping in touch all right?
Of course. Stupid question.
Run there,
eh? She's always texting me. We talk every night. Well, nearly every night.
And she's okay? Everything's okay?
Yes. What's with the interrogation?
Alan?
Hello, love.
Where are you?
I just got back in. Is everything all right?
No, it isn't. I've been trying to get hold of you.
I'm sorry, I've had my phone switched off and I've been with people all day. What's up?
I've had another letter.
Oh, no.
I couldn't concentrate at work, so I came home. They sent it here.
What, to the house?
Yes, and it's in a different league altogether.
How do you mean?
It's really horrible, Alan, really vicious. It's so threatening.
Okay, calm down and tell me what it says.
Well, it just goes on and on about how people have suffered for much less than what I've done.
Oh, dear God.
Alan, they know where I live.
Right, let's think clearly about this. Report it to the police straight away. Tell them about the other letter you've got and keep this one too and the envelope for evidence.
I've already thought of that.
Good. But, love, you've got to keep this in proportion.
Oh, what if they're watching me already or following me?
Sweetheart, I don't think it's likely. If they intended real violence, they wouldn't have wasted time writing threatening letters. They'd have done something already.
Do you think?
It's just a disgusting, nasty piece of cowardice.
I hope.
And you mustn't let it get to you.
You realise this is all Shula's fault?
Oh, Usha.
Well, opening her big mouth, if she kept her opinions to herself.
She didn't send the letters.
Well, maybe not, but she should know all the trouble she's caused. Oh, Dad, I'm stuffed. I knew the strawberry dessert was a mistake.
Delicious, though, wasn't it?
Oh, you can say that again. Thank you. It was a nice idea.
So have you decided what you're going to do about university?
I've still got my place at Southampton.
Yeah. Can you take it up?
Probably. It's just that I have to fund it myself now.
Well, look, I know how important it is for you to be independent and see yourself through university. We're just the same your age. I don't want any handouts. Very proud to see that trait in you too.
I sense a but.
No, not at all. You've proved you have drive and ambition in South Africa. Now, what I'd like to suggest is that I offer you some money.
Dad, no.
Hang on, Alice. To pay your fees and help with your expenses. And that you consider it a loan.
A loan?
Yeah, because you can repay me when you've got the decent job I know you're capable enough of getting. So, look, don't turn it down out of hand. Have a think about it and let me know.
No need. I accept. Thank you.
I'm knocking off.
Aye, slacker.
Listen then, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I don't feel like doing much. I'll probably have a couple in the bull. Call it a night.
On a Friday night?
Yeah, I'm not in the mood.
No?
Nah.
Oh, well, suit yourself. So, who's going to be in there the night then?
Oh, I don't know. The usual suspects.
Right, Tom, Brenda?
Yeah, I suppose.
Custy?
Maybe.
Anybody else?
What is this? Who do you think I'm meeting?
Yeah, look, I'm just asking. And Stu says he's gone out with a gang the night in Borchester.
So?
No, I think that's just what you need, mate. A night out in the lash with a big crowd of lads. And I tell you what, I'm no taking off for an answer.
There you go, Rosalind. Does anyone else need to borrow a hat from in here? Oh. Usha.
I'd like a word.
Look, I'm just about to start lessons. Please, can it wait?
No, it can't. You've no idea of the damage you've caused, have you?
I spoke to Alan. I said I was sorry and I meant it.
And you think that's enough?
I don't see what else I can do. Oh, please, Usha, I want to talk to you properly.
I bet you do.
I made a mistake. I wish you'd accept my apology.
Why? Because that would make everything all right again.
No.
Well, damn right it wouldn't. You're not the one who's had their relationship made public, telling everyone there was unrest and disagreement.
I didn't. I said no such thing.
Oh, come on, Shula. You must have said it, or you would have come straight to Alan to explain.
Oh, you know how journalists can twist your words.
Well, he didn't invent it, did he? So you must have given him enough to make him write that stuff.
I didn't. I mentioned the letter Alan received, and I was tricked into doing that.
And look how easy it was for him to do it, because that's exactly what you think, that I shouldn't be marrying Alan.
Oh, should close the door, if we must do this.
Oh, now. Yes, it's awful when people know your business, isn't it?
I have children in the yard waiting for a lesson, and Daniel could be back at any moment.
So, you expect me to be concerned about your reputation when you casually saw fit to blow mine out of the water?
I did not, and keep your voice down.
What did you say?
Look, I have every right to hold an opinion on all this. And if you have difficulty with that, that's your concern. I'm not the only one to voice doubts about you marrying Alan. Your own family's reaction wasn't exactly warm and welcoming, was it?
What? How dare you? That's something Alan will have told you in confidence, another thing he trusted you with.
All I'm saying is that the unease isn't all one-sided.
No. What you're saying boils down to racism, plain and simple.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yes, it is. It's polite to middle-class racism, granted, but it's still racism, hiding behind spurious theological issues and feigned concern.
How dare you call me a racist?
Truth hurts, does it?
It's rubbish, and you know it.
Oh, you might not call me packy like others have. You're too clever, aren't you?
You're totally out of line.
But your kind of masked racism leads to hatred and violence just as easily and quickly as the more overt kind.
Now, you really are going too far.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, just take a look at this.
What is it?
Read it.
Oh, this is awful.
I've been here before, you know that. And it's comments like yours that lead directly to racist attacks.
But you can't connect this letter to my remarks. I've got nothing personal against you.
Oh, yes, you have. Treating me with your distant, patronising politeness and then showing your utter contempt for me by sleeping with my partner.
No, Usha, no. We were friends. And that was years ago. Richard and I... It was years ago.
Well, it proves you thought I was so unimportant and inferior that my feelings didn't matter.
I made a mistake.
Another one.
Daniel was very ill.
You can't excuse what you did and you can't explain it away. Oh. Alistair was there to give you emotional support. You didn't need Richard. You just had him to prove you could.
I'm not listening to any more of this. Usha.
Fine. But I'll make sure everyone knows who said those things in the paper.
Get out.
And if anything does happen to me, you and everyone else will know the part you played in making it happen.
Get out now!
So I hope you're proud of yourself.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.